It's about 8 o'clock. I'm in Bellingham, about to go mall walking.
Hey, are you Ashley?
I am.
Hi. All right, let's roll. We're on the clock.
Senator Doug Erickson gently coaxes his aging father, Len, on his morning walk around the Bellis Fair Mall.
Bigger steps, Dad. Don't have to go fast, just bigger steps. There you go.
Erickson's been representing this part of northwestern Washington in the State House and Senate for more than 15 years. He's a Republican and the chair of the Senate Energy, Environment, and Telecommunications Committee. He's also one of three Republicans environmental groups are trying to unseat in this election, and they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. The majority of that money is coming from California billionaire climate activist Tom Steyer. His organization, Next Gen Climate, gave the Washington conservation voters $750,000.
You know what? I think the people of Whatcom County can see past out-of-state billionaires trying to buy elections. I think they're smarter than that.
Next Gen Climate is supporting three Democrats running for the Washington Senate. Tammy Green is running in the South Puget Sound area. Matt Eisenhower is campaigning for a district in King County's east side. And in Whatcom County, Seth Fleetwood is challenging Doug Erickson for his seat. Tom Steyer has made it clear that he's out to defeat politicians who aren't taking a stand on climate change. That raises a question for Senator Erickson.
Do you believe that human beings are contributing to global climate change, our CO2 emissions?
You know, Washington State has some of the lowest carbon emissions in the world. So I think if the rest of the world was more like Washington State, we could address that issue.
But you didn't really answer my question, Senator.
Washington State has some of the lowest carbon emissions in the world. We should be selling that and saying, if you want to make a widget, you can make it with a lower carbon footprint than anywhere else in the world.
And by burning fossil fuels, though, are we contributing to global climate change?
Washington State has some of the lowest carbon emissions in the world. We're a hydro state. We're a nuclear state. And that's something that the rest of the world, if they want to reduce carbon emissions and be like Washington State, that should be their goal.
Keep it closer.
In most of Washington State, particularly Western Washington, to be a climate denier or even on the fence is probably something that's not very popular.
Todd Donovan is a political science professor at Western Washington University. He's been following politics in Erickson's district for 20 years. This district is not one of Western Washington's liberal bastions. It's largely rural, home to oil refineries, agriculture, and timber interests. Donovan says that can make California billionaire environmentalist a bit of a toxic phrase.
There is maybe a political cost to having an association with Tom Steyer's money, and the candidates who are going to be benefiting from it might not want to say that they are.
Well, I've received nothing personal from Tom Steyer. I've never met the man and received not a penny.
Seth Fleetwood is the Democratic challenger for Doug Erickson's Senate seat, and he's the underdog in this race. Money from Tom Steyer, channeled through Washington conservation voters, has been key to keeping him competitive. Fleetwood says Republicans are also being aided by billionaire donors like the Koch brothers. The family owns oil refineries, natural gas pipelines, and coal operations, and spends heavily on elections.
When they do it to benefit Republicans, you don't hear Republicans complaining one bit. When another rich fellow who happens to support environmental causes does it, they cry foul. So I think there's a degree of hypocrisy in it.
Environmental groups say Steyer's money is leveling the playing field. Doug Moore is the executive director of the Oregon League of Conservation Voters.
I think it's a sign of maturity in the environmental community, because the reality is, until the environmental community demonstrates that there's a political price to pay for opposition or inaction on the environment and on climate, candidates aren't going to take us as seriously as they should.
Environmental groups in Oregon and Washington are upfront about their shared objective: secure control for Democrats in both states' legislatures.
Bigger steps. Keep it close.
Republican Senator Doug Erickson says this election isn't about the environment. He says the Washington conservation voters are funding a power grab for the Democrats.
They only support Democrats, so they are no longer an environmental group. They are now a wing of the Democrat Party.
If the Democratic Party has aligned itself with environmentalists, the opposite could be said of the Republican Party, at least in Senator Erickson's race. Contributions to his campaign came from oil refineries and companies that support the construction of the Gateway Pacific Terminal, a controversial coal shipping terminal that could be built in Erickson's district. I'm Ashley Ahern in Bellingham, Washington.